Now, of course, spin straight from your cold-out block by just teasing out the fibres from one edge as you spin. Okay? Now, when you come to the end of the lock, of course, you've got to stop and join on a new one, and so on. If you want to try and keep a bit more of an even rhythm with your spinning, there is another way, which is to put several locks together and draft them out into a roving before you start. So pile the locks, one on top of the other, going in the same direction. I usually find three is about right. So you want to keep your hands about, just about the staple length apart, just lightly holding on, and pull. As soon as you see the fibres start to slide, you want to stop and move your hands. Pull. A very light touch so that you don't ruffle up the fibres. And pull. Try and let go completely between pulls so that you're not dragging the fibres. Okay? Pull. Move. Pull. Move. Pull. Move. Keep working backwards and forwards along the length until you get the thickness you like, nice and even. Okay? When you come to the other end and it's finished, you take the end and you wind it gently around your hand into a little nest. The winding will just put a slight twist in, which will help to keep it together. And there you are, nice little nest ready for spinning. Prepare several of those before you start. You'll get a nice rhythm going with your spinning.